This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to ring in the festive season by buying Swadeshi products and celebrate the hard work of 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi also urged citizens to share on social media what they bought during the festive season. The Prime Minister said this will inspire others to also do the same. In a reply to a post by MyGov India, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to buy products made in India and proclaim, "Garv se kaho ye Swadeshi hai." Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public spaces. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. Our correspondent takes a look at Diwali celebrations in the national capital, Delhi.
Markets and streets in Delhi are decked out with vibrant flowers and light. People have been decorating the entrance of their homes with colorful diyas and rangolis to welcome Ma Lakshmi. To ensure a safe and secure festival for everyone, organizations including the police, fire department and hospitals have put in place extensive security measures throughout the city. Security precautions have also been implemented at important places. Festive spirits are illuminating major markets including Lajpat Nagar, Karol Bagh, Cannot Place, Chandni Chowk, INA and Sarojini Nagar. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In her message, President Murmu said that Diwali is one of India's most popular festivals and is celebrated with great zeal and enthusiasm. Vice President Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Diwali celebrates the triumph of goodness over evil and knowledge over ignorance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Diwali. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this festival of lights illuminate the lives of every citizen with harmony, happiness and prosperity. The Prime Minister prayed that the spirit of positivity prevail all around the nation. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw along with railway officers visited Anand Vihar Railway Station late last night to take stock of arrangements made for passengers in view of Diwali and Chhath festivals. During the visit, he also interacted with passengers and asked for their feedback about the arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that Delhi stations receive a large number of passengers on Diwali and Chhath, and railways have made extensive arrangements for their comfort. He added that the holding area and large number of ticket counters have made their travel easier. The filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. Today is also last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th of November. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Kerala and Mahi today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Israel Defense Forces or IDF has announced that it has renewed enforcement of the ceasefire agreement following a series of airstrikes in Gaza. In a social media post, the IDF said it will continue to uphold the ceasefire agreement and will respond firmly to any violation of it. Earlier, the IDF reported that it had carried out airstrikes targeting dozens of Hamas-linked sites across Gaza. These included weapons storage facilities, firing positions, terrorist cells and approximately 6 kilometers of underground tunnels allegedly used for planning attacks against Israel. At the 2025 Asian Youth Games, India's 15-year-old Kushi opened the medal tally for the country in Bahrain, winning a bronze medal in Karachi yesterday. Competing in the girls' 70kg weight class in a draw of 6, she got a bye in the quarterfinals and lost to Uzbekistan's Ditursunova in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.